This is the Gary Cantrell Podcast.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Yes, I'm doing yet another podcast. Imagine that. It's a Monday, and I figured, what the hell? Why not? I wanted to talk about paying it forward. I like to bring this up on the podcast every once in a while as a nice little reminder. Do nice things for other people and don't expect anything in return. But I will tell you what happened to me yesterday and how things can come back to you when you don't expect them. So yesterday in Baltimore, the wrestling company Ring of Honor threw on a show yesterday. It was a 100% free show. They rented out this big building and they invited anybody that wanted to come. They put tickets up for, I guess you could say, for sale, for grabs on Ticketmaster a couple of weeks ago. And because I was a member of their Honor Club at one point, they sent me an email with a special pre-sale code that would go before the public gets it so that you would get the best seats. Well, seeing as how they did not have a seating chart, I saw that the seating limit was 4. So I requested 2 tickets in one spot and 2 tickets in another spot. And they were both third row seats, third row off the ring, which is pretty impressive. And so like, I'm starting to reach out to my friends and I'm like, hey, you want to go? No, I got to go to work. Everybody that I knew had to go to work. It seemed like on a Sunday, coincidentally, all two of my friends, have to work on Sunday. So they were not available. The wife was like, I'm not going all the way out to Baltimore. The joke is that Ring of Honor is so bad that you couldn't give the tickets away. But I must say this show was very enjoyable. I'm not going to run it down in depth and lose a lot of people. But I want to talk about paying it forward. So I got 2 sets of tickets, 2 in one section, 2 in another. And I could not get rid of the extra tickets. So I had the impression that I was going to go to the building and I was going to find somebody and just give the tickets away. I was going to keep one for myself so that I could get in there and then give the other pair and potentially the one next to me away. So I'm looking around the building and I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, who am I going to select? And I'm just kind of like looking at people walking around the concourse. This is never the easy thing because you're like, okay, who looks like they could really use the tickets, who looks like they might enjoy them the most. And it's never an easy choice because if you had your way, you'd just give them to everybody, right? Like if you had enough, you would give some to everybody. So I'm looking around. One of the things was there was a lot of families here with children. And so, trying to find a group where it's just like one parent and one kid was incredibly difficult because everybody was in like a massive group of like 4 or more. So that was out of the window. So I decide that I'm going to go up to the nosebleed area and I find this lovely couple, Hank and Tina. I won't say that they didn't even give me their last names, but I'll just drop out their first names. Maybe they might look me up and find this podcast. You guys are really awesome, by the way. So Hank and Tina, I met them and I'm actually putting this on the podcast so I don't forget the damn names because I am terrible, absolutely terrible with names. And I'll be the absolute first person to tell you that. So that being said, I go up and this is always weird because usually when you're trying to pitch somebody on something, they think you're trying to sell them on something. They think maybe you're trying to scam them on something. And it was neither here nor there. I was not trying to do any of that. And so I walk up there and I say, hey, are you guys, the first mistake was I said, are you guys alone? Is it just you two? That doesn't sound shady at all. And they're like, yes, it's just the two of us. And the guy, Hank, he's looking at me like, I don't know what you're about to do here, brother. But I'm about ready to deck you if you're trying to pick me or my old lady up or whatever. Like, I don't know what he thought. But so I said, hey, look, I immediately put out there. I said, first of all, I just want to say this is a no strings attached kind of thing. I don't want anything for these. But here's the situation. I had friends, they couldn't make it. I have extra tickets. How would you and you like to move down to the floor? And the guy looks at me like, wait, what? Now they drove a farther distance than I did. They were damn near from West Virginia, like almost at West Virginia. You know, I'm in like the Alexandria, Northern Virginia area. So it's about an hour and some change for me to get there. These guys drove like 2 hours plus, and they were sitting all the way up at the top. Now I know what that's like, because one time I won I won WWE tickets on a radio show in Tampa, Florida, and I flew all the way down to Florida and they were nosebleed seats. Now I was grateful for those seats, and I was grateful to have a chance to take my, well, at the time, girlfriend, now wife, down to Florida for, you know, a couple of days. You know, I thought that that was very, very enjoyable. So anyway, I asked them, you know, do you want these tickets down on the floor? Like, I will text them to you. I will walk you down there to make sure that there's no problems. Like, I was just trying to like let this guy know that this is not a scam. I don't want anything from you out of this deal. I'm not trying to like, you know, prank you where I give you tickets and you get down there and they say, nope, get out of here. Like, none of that stuff was happening. So I texted him and he just told me, he was like, you know, this is my first wrestling event in, ever, or it was either first wrestling event ever. This shows you how good my memory is, or first one in like 20 years or something. It was one of those two. You know what it was? I think it was the Tina, the woman, I think it was her first event ever and his first event, years. So, okay. So that makes sense now. See, Gary, you can remember stuff. And so I walk them down, I show them their seats, and they're even more blown away because these seats are like literally so freaking close, and they're like center to the ring. So everything that's going on, they can see what's going on, and you know, they look to be enjoying it. So now I still have this dilemma where I have one free ticket left. So I go down to where my seat is. Now I'm sitting on the aisleway. And if anybody out here listening by chance is a subscriber to Ring of Honor's Honor Club, you can watch this event on their streaming service and you'll see me. I saw a few GIFs and I'm like in a bunch of stuff, which is kind of funny. And so I've got to find like a taker for this extra ticket. So I get down there and I see this guy and he's already on the aisleway. And he's kind of looking at me like, he's like, this isn't your seat, is it? And I said, no, I'm over here one row up, a couple seats down. He's like, oh God, good. Cause I'm actually supposed to be up in section 205, which is, nosebleeds again. And, you know, as long as nobody shows up, I'm just going to hang out here. I was like, oh, that's cool, man. I was like, well, if you want, like I have this ticket. It said, I mean, you could stay right where you're at. Completely fine. If nobody comes, you're good to go. But if you want my ticket, that way nobody kicks you out of the section and you could stay down here. And he was just like, oh man, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. And so, he stayed down there and then finally somebody came and they were saying that they had tickets like in my row and in the row he was in for like a couple of seats each. But here's what happened. He had like a pair of like 8 seats, I think. Him and his girlfriend each went on there and got seats, but he had like some big family with him. And so what they did was, the guy actually had, so they have the aisle way. And so I think it's like 1 through 16 and they have 8 chairs on each side of the aisle. And so the guy had like seats 9 and 10, which are right on the aisle. And then he had 11 and 12, which are also right on the aisle. And so he looks at me, he says, where are your seats at? And I was like, I'm 13 and 14. He's like, okay, cool. So here's what we're going to do. And I have a feeling that you won't fight me on this. Why don't I give you 9 and 10 on the other side, as long as you give me 13 and 14. He's like, I don't really care about like being right on the aisle. I just want to sit with my family all together. So why don't you take my seats? And then now you'll have a legitimate seat right on the aisle. And I'm just like, wow. This is cool. And so, you know, it just goes to show you that when you do nice things for other people, other cool things in the universe can come from it. And I never say, like, you know, don't expect these things, but sometimes they do happen. They don't always happen, because you could do night. I've had nice stuff happen, and then like my car breaks down later or something, you know, like, you know, it's not a guarantee that something good is always going to come from it. But more often than not, good stuff comes down the line just when you don't expect it. And so for this guy to come and say, hey, I've got legit tickets on the aisle, and I'll trade them for you for your seats that are like three or four seats off the aisle, I was just like, wow, I'm sold. Thank you, brother. Thank you. So, and it was a great show. You know, I had a good time. I met a couple of wrestlers. I got some pictures with a couple of wrestlers. You know, it was just all in all, it was a fun time. And I know I was on TV a bunch. I don't subscribe to Honor Club, but I'm going to probably sign up for at least a free trial so that I can go back and watch. I know this sounds like so narcissistic, but I just want to go back and see myself on TV, because that's always a fun thing to do. And I know that I was like kind of like, you know, yelling at some of the wrestlers, like the bad guys, and talking smack, and trying to talk smack and watch your language is like, you know, that's a challenge, because yeah, there was lots of kids there. So I never cursed, but I did, you know, try to say stuff that was funny that, you know, wouldn't be interpreted as like really bad to say around kids. So that's a balancing act that you got to walk when you're at an event like that, when there's kids around. So the parents of the kids were laughing. They thought some of the stuff I said was pretty funny. I think I'm pretty funny, I'm just saying. So anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. And challenge you to do something nice for a stranger. And you don't have to, you know, take a bunch of pictures and do a video and publicize it. But, you know, put it out there, you know, like just try, you know, so I challenge you guys to do something nice for a stranger. Try to do it this week. Try to see if you can do something. You know, and you don't even have to, like, you know, be rich and give them free stuff, but you could just open the door for somebody. You could strike up a conversation, wish them well on a good day. But, you know, just try to throw that out there and see what you can do for somebody else. See if you can make their day. It's always fun. That guy told me thank you like 100 freaking times. He was so thankful for those tickets, and I was happy to do it. It made me feel good. To make somebody's day like that. And I always, if I can do it, I will do it. If I'm in a position, I will always try to pay it forward. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. I challenge you guys out there. You're up. I challenge you guys to pay it forward to somebody and, do something nice. So, all right, I'm going to get out of here for today. The week is about to get started. Yeah, so this should be fun. So I will talk to you guys very, very soon. And thank you. Thank you so much for listening.